second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of his own accord. They did not knock. And that is why we are now having automatic doors all over the places. In the remaining 2 days of September and the last quarter of this year, doors will open unto you of their own accord. I say doors you did not knock will open of their own accord, and you will wonder, how has this been? And you will walk therein effortlessly, without any struggle, without any agitation of any sort, in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, and they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel of the Lord departed from him. And what was the testimony of Peter, verse 11? And when Peter had come to himself, in other words, it was as if he was dreaming. He didn't even know. He said, it seems as if he was in a vision. But the Bible says when he came to himself, he says, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. I say all the expectation of your enemy, as the Lord liveth, will not find the light of day any longer in the name of Jesus. We are talking about, let there be light and put an end to darkness in my life. Peter was put in prison. Peter was in the dark. And along the line, the Lord gave him peace. And he slept. And he slept soundly. Soundly. That even the angel had to wake him up. In every area where you have been having sleepless nights, the Lord will rise and give you victory in the name of Jesus. Peter was in a hopeless situation. James had already been killed. So what's next? You are waiting for his own destruction. But that destruction never came. I say whatever death anyone might have died around you, you are exempted. Amen. I say you are exempted. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In Genesis chapter 1:1-3, Genesis 1:1-3, the Bible says that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. I don't know how your life is, whether your life is still with form or void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God didn't say, let there be light. And the light came the following day. It was not the following day. It was that same day, that minute, that hour. And I say, light will be upon your life henceforth in the name of Jesus. No darkness at all in the name of Jesus. We can ask, what is darkness? Everything that is not bringing you joy is darkness. Everything that is not bringing you joy. It may be sickness. It may be financial limitation. It may be physical. It may be spiritual. Whatever is not glorifying God in your life is darkness. Whatever is not giving you joy is darkness. Whatever is not bringing you celebration is darkness. It may be delay, it may be fruitlessness, it may be failure. It may be defeat. It may be limitation, it may be stagnancy. Mm-hmm. When you have to struggle for everything, where your mates are just walking through, and you wonder, how is my own life like this? Why am I struggling? Others are having things easy. I'm not having things easy. It is a work of darkness. And that darkness is departing from your life this morning in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So Some people think darkness is as a result of sin. It's as a result of wickedness and godliness. And I want to tell you, whatever separates you from God is darkness. Anything. Whatever is without form in your life is darkness. And I say, as the Lord liveth, this morning you will enjoy God's light.
Amen.
You will enjoy God's light.
Amen.
In every area where you think this thing cannot work any longer, there is no more hope, no way again. I'm at the crossroad. You are at the crossroad, but Jesus says is the way, the truth, and the life. He will make room for you.
Amen.
He will make way for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The expectation of the Jews was for a certain time. They have planned. After Easter, he will bring them out. He will bring Peter out, even for his own destruction. Whatever the counsel of the enemy may be concerning your life, they will not see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says that the devil sinned from the beginning. And for this reason, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the work of the devil. And don't forget, it started by he that committed sin is of the devil. If you are still committing sin, you are the devil. You cannot benefit from God because God is light. So there's a need for you to actually give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are just coming to church, you are praying, you are wasting your time. The prayers of sinners, they are abomination unto the Lord. So if there's a need for you to commit yourself to God by confessing your sins and forsaking them, this is the right time. So that your prayers will be answered. So that testimonies will come upon your life. So that delayed testimony and joy will come upon your life. Let us bow our heads. Talk to the Lord. Is there any sin in your life? Talk to the Lord. God doesn't hear sinners. That's what the man that was made whole by opening his eyes said. I don't know. Who opened your eyes? I don't know. They said he's a sinner. I said whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I know is that God doesn't hear sinners. But whoever comes unto him, he will answer. Jesus died, opening his hands wide to receive you. Confess your sins. Sin can be a limitation. Can be a limitation. At the same time, it can be a barrier. It can hinder your prayers. Because the Bible says sinners are given unto travail. What others are getting easily through favor, you have to labor before you get it. Talk to the Lord and let God take over your life. Father, have mercy. Let the mercy of the Lord work for your life. In the name of Jesus, let the mercy work for you. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So with sin, you cannot dwell even in the secret place. Talk to the Lord. Every sin, those things you are having condemnation of, talk to the Lord. My Father, I have done this, I have done that. Forgive me. The Bible says, where sin abides, grace abide much more. Confess your sins. Let God clear the issue of sin from your life. Neka pasatunda marili boko shota raba ne makasanta ne. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
We are going to rise to our feet and appreciate God for the establishment of this program. That before you cross to a new month, before you cross even to a new quarter, you always have the opportunity of talking with your Father. Go ahead and appreciate God. Appreciate him for bringing you. Appreciate him for the visioneer. Appreciate him for the vision to commit yourself to the hands of God. For you to be able to receive and enjoy the benefits of your Father. Go ahead and appreciate him. Nika pasen to ride mama kanda maraba. Ye ne moko so to ride moska pa nika rine mate. Ye kerine makusha tanda maride masin. Ye kerine makusko pondo moride mama kanda maride makoso. Ye kerine makasha tanda maze to ride mos. Ma satanda maraba kasen to ride mama makan. Ye kende rine mokosko panda. Mazatanda maride moko so torire mosha. Nekaride mama makanda maraba zo torire boskopa. Nekende morire moko skopanda. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
Amen.
Cry unto the Lord and say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my
Father. Bring me out of every prison in the name of Jesus. Whichever prison, Father, bring us out of every prison this morning. Every prison, oh God, of hopelessness, every prison of darkness, every prison of sickness, every spirit of delay, every prison of laboring lost, every prison of loneliness, every prison of fruitless efforts, Father, bring me out. Bring me out. Bring me out. Bring me out. Mazatenda makunde kaza. This month must not go, oh God. Bring me out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, it is a month of harvest and month of delivery. Bring me out of every prison. In the name of Jesus, every prison of darkness. Bring me out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, neka parine kazo, nekenda marine mama kanda marine bokoswa, iye ne boka santa radaba, iye na makoso. In the name of Jesus, Daddy, bring me out. Bring me out, oh God. Bring me out, oh God. Out of every prison. Out of every prison. Prison of the enemy. Prison of any power. Prison of addiction. Prison of curses. Prison of hatred. Prison of malice. Mande kapa satana. Prison of failure. Bring me out, oh God. Bring me out, oh God. Out of the prison of struggling. Bring me out, oh God. From the prison of fruitlessness, bring me out, oh God. From prison of hatred, bring me out, oh God. From prison of unforgiveness, bring me out. Bring me out, oh God. Bring me out in the name of Jesus. Neka pasanta, nekeske rine makusha, nekarine makusonta rinebo, yeri bababa, manda kare nebo zatene, yekende morinebo. Prison of unforgiveness, bring me out, oh God. Prison of wickedness, bring me out, oh God. Prison, oh God, that principalities and powers are controlling, bring me out, oh God. I refuse, oh God, to be in the dark. Ah, man de carine mako sotene, ye kerine mokosa, ye kerine mokosotada, mazateri baba baba ba, ye de kerine mokoskopan, ye kende morine mokosotada, ye kerine mokosatada, mazatarine mamakanda marine mokosotan, ne kapanda maraba, ye kerine mokoskopan, ye kasanta. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's call upon our Father and say, my Father, my Father, before the enemies execute their plans over my life, say to me, oh God, say to me, oh God, say to me, oh God, and bring me out in the name of Jesus. Before the enemies, oh God, execute their plans. The Bible says, that night, the angel of the Lord came Father, you are always ahead of the devil. Bring me out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Before the enemies execute their plans over my life, over my children, over your church, over my body, Akarine Mama Sante, Yekeskerine Mama Kanda, Mazotori Rebos, Yekanda Maridebo. The Bible says you are faithful, that we always make a way of escape, make a way of escape for me. Before the enemy carries out their plans over my life. Bring me out. Bring me out. Bring me out. Bring me out and say to me. Say to me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Say to me, oh God. Say to me, oh God. Neka pa satenda. Yeke de mori baba baba kanda malaba. Yeke rine mako satan. Yeke rine masante rebo. Yeka pa satanda. Mazeto rine bokos. Mazatende mori rebos. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Say, my Father, my fighter. My Father, my fighter. Everyone that is happy at the negativity in my life, Daddy, disgrace them. Disgrace them. Disgrace them, disgrace them, disgrace them, in the name of Jesus, disgrace them. Everyone that is happy with the negativity I'm experiencing in any area of my life, disgrace them, in the name of Jesus. Mazetori debos, disgrace them and disappoint them, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be a turnaround. Ye kapa nemo, ye kasenta, mande kerine, mazatarine mama makanda, ye keskerine mos. Disappoint them, oh God. Disappoint them. Disappoint them. Everyone that is rejoicing at any negativity in my life, oh God, disappoint them, in the name of Jesus. Disappoint them, in the name of Jesus. Disappoint them, in the name of Jesus. Neke pori baba, mazatanda maredebos, yekerine makasatin, yekende morideboska, yekarine mazantu, yekeskerinebo. Disappoint them and honor your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I have a woman in my church back home in Nigeria. The Lord blessed her. She was very rich. Built houses, even for the younger ones. And along the line, they were calling her by the name of her business. She was selling pure water. So they call her Iya Pure Water. And then along the line, she entered into menopause. And after 12 years of menopause, she discovered she was not feeling too well. And she had to go to the clinic, and they said they want to do urine test. And during the urine test, they discovered she was pregnant. They said, Mama, the urine of your daughter you brought is pregnancy positive. He said, no, it's not my daughter, I'm the one. And everybody started looking at her at 68. And they started looking at her. Said she has never been pregnant in her life. And she saw her menses last. In the last 12 years, she has not even had anything called flow or period or menstruation, whatever. And that was how the journey started. And today that baby is 6 years. What really happened was, on the day of the naming, together with my people, to the glory of God, the pastor and the wife, they know those people who are close with me, that they are for Labi, Mommy, Yusi. So many of us, we went to the hospital. It was at the hospital we did the naming of the baby. and all over Ibadan. All the Christian organizations were represented there. But the most interesting part of it was that day of naming. The younger ones came together, they bought a cow. And while they were dishing the food, they started fighting. Shebi, you said you are the one going to take that other house. Shebi, this other one said, Shebi, you are the one who said you will take this one too. Shebi, they have already shared their belongings while she was still alive. And they started confessing. And the owner of the load has come now. So you are already in shame. You are already in shame. They started fighting and people started wondering. You are going to call upon God. Wherever the enemy has written me off. Father, rise. Rise and put the enemy to shame. Let there be a turnaround. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? In any area where the enemy has written me off. Peter was in prison. He was already written off. They were just waiting. Lord Jesus, you are the King of Kings. Rise, O God. Rise, O God. Mazatori de Boko Shatana. Mazatari de Mamakupale de Bosa. Mande kapale de Kazata. Put an end to every darkness, O God. That the enemy thought we overwhelm my life. The darkness that the enemy thought we overwhelm my life. That I will not see the light of the day, O God. King of glory. Yende kapasateda. Mazoto no mori de bosa. Nekaline mamakanda marabaze tori de bosh. Nekapasanta radaba. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. One of my pastors back home. This was about some years back now. He was in the church. Like the Yoruba people will say, he was as poor as a church rat. When he's coming from one left, from the left, people will go to the right. Nobody wanted to associate with him because he will be asking for 50 naira. He will be asking for 10 naira. I'll be 100 naira, at least to be able to feed. People started dodging him. And at a particular time when I discovered he was almost going to depression, I will ask him to drive me to the camp for program. When we get to the program, it's okay, you, let's go. Then we pray, and we drive me back. Whatever the Lord lays in my heart, I will give to him. That was how he survived for a period of time. And at a particular time, the Lord remembered him. I was in my house one of the days, and somebody came in with two packs of bottled water. Another person came with a pack of malts. Another person came with a bag of rice. Two of them were carrying rice. I said, who is? What's happening here? And finally he came. He said, Mommy, I'm the one. The Lord has turned my story. The Lord has changed my story. And I was wondering. And he gave everybody in my household money. Everybody. Including the person who came to make my hair. Everybody. He said, Mommy, I didn't know this is how the Lord does his miracles. The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Those people who were in the church and they gathered together and they were praying for Peter. They never knew it was Peter that came. They were telling Rhoda, I don't think you are normal. And they were praying, you will call upon your father. Say, my father, the miracle worker, put an end to darkness and let my light shine. Let my light shine for others to see, oh God. Put an end to darkness. Let my light shine, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Nekarine mamakanda marede bosu tanda. Yekenda marine bosu. Yekenda marede moko santa. Mazatanda marine mokoskopan. Yekende morine mamakanda. Yede rine mamakanda marede bokosota. Yeneke zatenda. Mazatori baba. Madekaline makosa, yere mo satin, makaline mamakan, yekende morine boko satana, yene mo satena, yene boko sontaraba, yeka sentarine mo, in the name of Jesus, yeka santaraba, mazonto rine boska, yene moza, mazete rine mos, yeke rine bokoska panda, mazeta rine boko so. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. James was killed, but Peter escaped. You will call upon the Lord. Whatever has stopped those people before me will not stop me. Whatever killed the people before me will not kill me. Ye kapasa toda. Ye keridebo skapada. Mazatanda maredebo. Whatever limited the people before me will not limit me. In the name of Jesus. Ye karineba. Ye karine mamakanda marene. Ye neboko santo. Makenda maredebo. In the name of Jesus. Whatever stopped the people before me will not stop me. Whatever killed the people before me will not kill me. In the name of Jesus. Manda karine. Ye kapasatanda. Ye karine mamakanda. Mazotondo. Ye karadabase. Manda. In the mighty name of Jesus, ye na kasa mande kavi ye kerine boko soten ye ribaba bakande redebo ye kasanta. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Tell your neighbor your case must be different. What's your neighbor telling you? My own case will be different. Pastor and mommy, they know that they are Folabi. One of his workers was an allergy. He was really committed and doing well. Anytime there's a special program, he will come to church. So at a particular time when he was approaching 50, out of 7 children, he was the only one remaining. They will always die. Very either 49 or at 50. He told her, he said, I have been keeping this thing for long. I need to tell you. I'm the only one standing out of 7. And I don't want to die now. I know your God can deliver me. And he's still well and alive. He's already 58 now. James died. He was killed. But Peter escaped. Whatever has destroyed people before us will not destroy us. I'm sure you heard me right. Whatever has stopped people before us will not stop me. In the name of Jesus, you will cry unto the Lord. Hey, I hide in you, O God. I hide in you. I hide in you. I hide in you. I hide in you. Make me untouchable. In the name of Jesus. Make me untouchable. Make me untouchable. In the name of Jesus. Make me untouchable. In the name of Jesus. Make me untouchable. Yende kasanto. Ye kaparine mamakanda marede boso. Ye karine makanda. Ye kerine mamakanda malaba. In the name of Jesus, make me untouchable. In the name of Jesus, make me untouchable. In the name of Jesus, yele boko sa mazatari de boko santere de bo. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. He says, I will be a wall of fire around them. It says, for I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. You will call upon God. Be my wall of fire. By the grace of God, so many years back, 2007 particularly and specifically, we went on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem under the auspices of Ondo State government. That was when Agagu was contesting with Mimiko. And while we were there, they started raising some prayer points of destruction for Mimiko. And somebody now said that he paid his own fare to Israel. That he's not there to pray against anybody. That he's there to pray for himself and his family. That, do you know the type of head? I want to say it a bit in my own language. You know, when you are talking about head in my place, there are so many types of head. That, do you know the type of head Mimiko is carrying? If it's the head that will turn evil back to sender, in other words, we will all be in trouble. If it is the head you must not even touch, that your hand can wither if you try to touch, or if you raise a hand against him, that hand can wither, that is not ready to pray against anybody, you are going to cry unto the Lord and say, my Father, my Father, are you praying? Make a wall of fire around me, O God, so that I will be untouchable, so that darkness will be far from me. In the name of Jesus, make a wall of fire around me. Make a wall of fire around me. In the name of Jesus. Agbara ma dari kan agbara ma se mi nibi. Agbara to dabi pada sori onibi makanda ma. Yekede bori baka senta rerebo. Ah, the power of back to sender. The power of God's defense. The power of God standing. You have said you will be a wall of fire round about me. Make me a wall of fire. In the name of Jesus, make me untouchable. Eka Santa, yekende morine mama kanderebo. That darkness will never come near me. The Bible says you are the light that lighteth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend you. Lord, make a wall of fire around me. Make a wall of fire around all my children. Make a wall of fire around my ministry, that darkness we have no way. In the name of Jesus, neka parine makosotin. The power and the fire that will consume every agent of the enemy. The power and the fire that will consume every messenger of evil. The power and the fire that will consume every evil. In the name of Jesus. The power and the fire that will consume every error, every mistake. In the name of Jesus. Neka pori kazanta. Nekerine mamakanda marede boso. Yekenda marine makenda. Yekende morine mokosota. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make a wall of fire upon me, O God, and around me. Make me untouchable. Make my children untouchable. Make your call upon my life untouchable. In the name of Jesus, manzatandama yekeskeri de mosa yekenda mari de bobo yekari de masante de bobo yekanda mare de bobo yekasanto de bobo. In the name of Jesus, make my children, boys and girls, untouchable. My biological and spiritual children, make them untouchable. I refuse to weep. I refuse to mourn. I refuse to run helter-skelter over any of them. Make a wall of fire Be a wall of fire around them. Be a wall of fire around them. In the name of Jesus. Neka panda ma. Yekeskeri de boko sente. Nekari de mama makanda. Ma zentori de bos. Makari de mama kanda balede bo. In the name of Jesus. Manda kari de boko sote. Yekenda mari de mama kande. Yekende mori de boko sotanda. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
Amen.
In Nahum chapter 2 verse 2. Nahum chapter 2 verse 2. He's talking about the Lord restoring. Even, he says, for the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob like the excellence of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and ruin their vine branches. We will first of all pray and say, my Father, my Father, my pillar and my buckler, every work of emptiers, may it not find a place in my life. May it not find a place in my life. May it not find a way in my endeavors. In the name of Jesus, every work of emptiers, Yeka Santa, they are the work of darkness. They are the work of darkness. Neka Pasa, Yeneke Rine Moko Sotanda. In the name of Jesus, they will not enter. Niene Moko Santi, Yekende Morine Moko Santa. Mazatanda Maredebo, every emptier, in the name of Jesus, you are workers of iniquity, you are workers of darkness. I destroy you, I destroy you, I destroy you, I destroy you, in the name of Jesus. Emptiers, emptiers, emptiers. You will have no place in my life, in my home. You will have no place in my life. The power that makes one to walk and empties the walk. The power that makes one to walk and nothing to show for it is emptier. Lord, every emptier, you will not have a place in my life and in my in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. When we are talking about emptiers, they are wasters. When we are talking about emptiers, they are wicked people. Can you imagine? There's a man in Nigeria now. I can't remember whether UK or US. He was abroad for 21 years. And suddenly he found himself under the bridge in Oshodi. And now, and he was in the UK or US for 25 good years. He came home and landed under the bridge. There's this video I watched, I think last week. A man married this young woman. The first wife had two children, a boy and a girl. One is Deborah, the girl is Deborah. She's here in the UK, and the boy is Stephen. And this lady, the new wife, started emptying the life of these two children. And it was revealed that she was the one bringing trouble to their lives. And they challenged her. And she said, she has just started. She gives me only 35,000 every month. And the man that was challenging her said, it's 35,000, not money. He said, 35,000, all the way from UK. I told her to buy a generator for me. I told her to buy a fridge. She didn't buy any. And she was sending 35,000 every month. I will deal with her. And already, he has made the brother to go insane. Send them out of their father's house. And by the time deliverance was being made concerning her, she has already nailed two nails on the purple tree inside the compound, tied with red rope. And she just took a stone and started, you know, nailing the nails inside. And that boy started rolling on the floor. Pains all over me. He said, as I'm nailing this nail, they can never be comfortable. And she started like that. But finally, in the course of the deliverance, she was crying, fire all over her, and she died. You will send the hand of God to everyone. You know, many of you are here. You don't know what the people you left at home are doing against you. Sometimes you give them money, and they will say, is this all he can say? Is this what she can do? Is this what our children are enjoying? Is this what our husband is enjoying? Is this what our family is enjoying? And you become a target. You will cry unto God and say, my father, my father. Everyone that is in darkness, play the role of an emptier in my life. Father, destroy them. Without mercy, destroy them. Destroy them. And say to me, oh God, destroy them. And say to me, destroy them. And say to me, destroy every emptier in my life. In the name of Jesus, destroy every emptier. In the name of Jesus, people that are not satisfied with the little I'm doing, people that are against my life with the little I'm doing, people that have vowed that I will see it, people that have vowed that they will deal with me, deal with them. Deal with them. Before they deal with me, deal with them. Nekapanda mare de bosha. Yekende mori de bos kapan. Mazatari de mama bakanda mare de boso. Yeneke zatana. Deal with them, oh God, and say to me, and say to me, deal with them. Nake pasenta. You know them. You see them. You know them. You see them. You know their plans. Nekende mori de masin. Yekerine mama kanda mare de boso. Yekenda mare de masa. Mazatanda mare de mokoso. Yekende mori de babasin. Yende kasatada. Makende mori de mokoso. Yekale de mamakanda maline mokos satanda. Yekende mori de mokos. Yekanda malene. Mazetare de bo. Yekaden kazanta. Mazetori de mokos. Yekerine mokos satanda. Yeri baba baba baba. Mande kere de bo. Yekenda malena. Yekenda marine bosko. Yekanda marine. Yatarineka. Yekevundo. Nekapasata. In the name of Jesus, Father, say to me, in the name of Jesus, say to me, oh God, from the hands of emptiers, say to me, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We are going to cry unto the Lord. Whatever the enemy has taken out of my life, whatever the enemy is planning to take from my life, whatever the enemy is working upon in my life, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Open your mouth and begin to tell God, you know that thing. You know that particular area. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. My Father, my Father, let there be evidence that I have you. Let there be evidence. Let there be evidence. Let there be evidence that I have you. Enough is enough. Enough of darkness. Enough of darkness in my life, in my home, upon my children, upon this congregation. Enough of darkness. Enough of the work of the enemy. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus. Mazatanda maredebo. Yekende moride mokoskopanda. Mazatenda. Yekende moride mosotende. Manda karidebo. Yekende moride mokoso. Yekende moride mokoshatanda. Mazatanda maredebo. Yekerine mokoskopanda. Yekerine mazatanda. Mazatori bababa. Mazatenda. Enough is enough, oh God. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough of the work of emptiers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let your amen be louder. You are going to tell God, 2 days' time, September will be off. You will tell the Lord, I must be able to remember this September for good. It's a September to remember. Within these 2 days, Father said to me, in this particular area, in this particular aspect of my life, you know that area, you know that aspect that has been bringing you sorrow. Whatever brings you sorrow is darkness. Father, in this particular area, Father, within these 2 remaining days, let this September be a month to remember. In the name of Jesus. It's my month of fruitfulness. It's my month of divine delivery. It's my month of divine winning. Neka senta mazata nide mokosota. Nyeke nide mokosi. Nye neka zanta baraba. Mazate nde morire mokoskopa. Nyeke nde morire mokosote. Nye me makasatela. Mazata nide makoso. Neka santa baraba. Mazoto nde morire mokosa. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The light of the whole universe. The light that lighteth and darkness cannot comprehend it. The light that says, whosoever follow me will not walk in darkness. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for gathering us together. We say, King of glory, a matter taken to you in prayer is no longer a matter for worry. We say, henceforth, light will lighten on our paths in the mighty name of Jesus. Enough of darkness and every work of darkness in our lives in the name of Jesus. The angel woke Peter up and said, arise. We are saying, from now, we are risen in the name of Jesus. Far above principalities, far above powers, far above barriers, far above delays, far above failures, far above loneliness, far above labor laws, far above barrenness, far above fruitless efforts. We arise in the name of Jesus. And our light we shine for others to see. And people will wonder, how have you done it? How have we been able to make it? And we will say, our God has done it for us. Our God has done it for us. In the name of Jesus. You are the God of multiplication. In recent time, you have opened your heavens. And around me, I have 4 people who have given birth to triplets. 2 boys, 1 girl. 2 boys, 1 girl. Lord Jesus, we look unto you for every fruitlessness, for every delayed fruitfulness. Father, put an end to them in the name of Jesus. Delay. You said in your word, none shall be barren in the land. And because you have said it, it is your word. As you commanded light, let light come up in the name of Jesus. King of glory, you opened your heavens unto Pastor Akinshola, and his story never remained the same. As many as have been laboring lost, as many as have been under one oppression or the other, King of glory, bring them out in the name of Jesus. We rise above poverty. We rise above sorrow. We rise above barriers. And we say, enough is enough in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, from now, until we see you in glory, without knocking, without even praying again, let doors in high places be opened unto us of their own accord in the name of Jesus. Doors in high places be opened unto us in the name of Jesus. We shall no longer be delayed. We shall no longer be denied, and we say enough is enough to everything called darkness. You commanded light, and we receive light. We receive light that your name may be glorified. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
We can do better than that. Jam those hands together. Jam those hands together. Let's stretch our hands towards our mommy, that Lord will bless her. She has watered her, the Lord will water her back. That God will give her double for everything she has requested. Let's just pray for her. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you, Lord. She has watered us. She has been a blessing to us. Lord, bless her indeed. Let your glory, let your mercy be upon her. Thank you, mighty Father. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you for your daughter. You have used her as a true vessel for us this morning. All the prayers she has prayed for us, Lord, let heaven back it up today in the name of Jesus. The Bible said the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Lord, our own expectation will not be cut short in the name of Jesus. Our expectation will not be cut short to God. Lord, you will do us good. You will perfect our life. You will say to us indeed, thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we pray.